This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Kenitra in Macon. Kenitra writes, I'm dealing with a man that has been married 3 times, and all he talks about is getting it right the 4th time by marrying me. I would love to talk to his ex-wives before I get in too deep with him. So should I ask him first or do it behind his back?
Lady, you talking to his ex-wives is probably one of the more ignorant things you can do.
Really?
Because what do you think they're going to tell you? What is it? Do you think they're going to... Have you ever heard a woman say, ever, you know what? I ain't nothing. I ain't a good woman. I was tripping. I just wasn't a good woman. Have you ever heard a woman say that? I haven't. Every woman I've ever talked to, the reason their relationship ain't work is because some man somewhere was a dog or some man somewhere treated her wrong. I have never, ever heard a woman say it was her. Mm-hmm. In all my life, I've never heard one.
So you don't think she should ask the ex-wives about why they broke up or why they divorced this man?
What could you possibly gain from that except why not to marry him? Mm. If you don't want to marry the man, don't marry the man. Because not now one of them is going to tell you, go ahead and do it. Not one of them. And how does she know all of them anyway? They all go to the same church. What was it?
She might not know him. She could reach out on Facebook.
You want to talk to him.
Request.
You want a reference.
See what kind of
DM.
She needs some intel.
She should get her intel from herself. Mm. You all have this wonderful thing called intuition.
Yeah.
If you think you got to check with all them people, there's already something wrong.
All right. Moving on to Henry in Bradenton.
Good point.
Henry says, I chartered a boat for me and my wife, and she had really bad motion sickness on the boat. We went back to the dock, and she went home. She's mad because I called our son to come sail with me. Was I wrong for getting my money's worth?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
You got to
be kidding. He called her son.
What?
I'm out here kicking it.
Oh, he's stupid. Yeah. You can't be no more dumber.
Oh,
hey, man,
my God.
You should have took care of your wife, got her home, made sure she was good. Now, next time you get a boat, just get the boat with your son.
Yeah. And that's
what
it.
You let her go home by herself.
Yeah.
Ooh, you stupid.
We went back to the dock. She went home. Then he called her. All right.
Bruh, that's crazy.
He just wanted his money's worth. That's what he said.
No, you don't love your wife, dude. You don't love your wife. I'm sorry.
Bro, some stuff is a loss.
Yeah.
It's a write-off. Just a write-off, dog.
Yeah. You won't get your money's worth in this.
See, your money's worth is not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, look, you're not getting your money back regardless, right?
Exactly. Right.
So that's it. Now you're out there with your son. Now you got to go home and deal with the ramifications of your decision. Yeah, and it's not going to be a good one.
But Steve, what happened when she started getting motion sickness on the boat? Did he get mad at her?
He probably said, "Baby, you know how much I paid for this boat?"
I know. Exactly.
What is you vomiting for? Baby, just look at the horizon. Look at the horizon. Focus. Get yourself together.
Then you take your
drama mean.
Uh-huh. Oh, now we got to go back. I'm going to put you in this Uber. I'm going to call my son. We're going to go back to the Hookers.
Man, yeah, I've been sick on a boat before, man. That's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, moving on to Kyla in Grambling. Kyla writes, "I'm graduating next month and moving back home. My boyfriend back home wants me to move in with him, but I'm dating a new guy on campus and I really don't want to leave him alone. He's a senior, but he has a year of eligibility left on the basketball team. Will he forget about me after I move back home?"
Yeah. Home. Yeah, of course he is. Didn't you say he's on the basketball team?
She said it. Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't the only one watching run them down the floor now.
He balling, huh?
And when you move back home, your boyfriend back home wants you to move in. Yeah. Here's another one of them unnormal letters. Just typing some stuff like it's cool. I don't want to move back in because I'm dating a dude on the team that's got one more year eligibility. Ooh. And I don't want him to forget me when I go back home. But if I go back home, I move in with this other dude.
Right.
You don't see nothing wrong.
She's torn. She's young. She's torn.
No, Carla. No.
What?
No. Here's an opportunity.
You remember your college days.
Yeah, but here's an opportunity for a woman to say, "Look, okay, right now I ain't sugar, honey, iced tea."
Oh, goodness. She's not going to say that, and you know it.
Well, ain't no woman going to say that, but here's a good time to say it. Because if this was a man, hey, look, I'm dating this girl in college, but my girl back home want to move in when I got home, but I don't want the girl back here at college to forget about me. You think if I go home, move in with this girl, she'll forget about me? What would y'all say to that?
Dog.
Yeah. Make up your mind.
Dog,
tell somebody
trash.
The truth. Yeah, yes. That's what y'all would be doing. So same thing to this little girl right here. No, I can't help you. Oh, you got to make a decision. You got to go back home and sleep. I don't care if she. I don't care if she's 18. Listen to me. You. This ain't the way the game go. This is not the way the game go. So sorry.
Yeah.
Hard to be a player when you ain't.
A lot of work
to learn, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
So will he forget about me after I move back home?
Yes.
Girl, out of all sight, right. Out of mind.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.